Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Robertson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is walked intentionally. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bonds scores. Mays moves to third. Foster moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. Foster scores. Gallagher moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone juggles the ball. That's an error on Pepitone. Gallagher scores. Healy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosario. The throw from Martin and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Al Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to third for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Bonham moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds moves to third. Spear moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Spear tags and moves to third. Mays tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Healy moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. One out. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonds is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Giants. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosario takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosario moves to second. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. Lanier moves to second. It's 8-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Johnson now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive towards third. Gallagher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tompkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tompkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. One out. Earl Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Giants. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gallagher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Healy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger throws to second for one, and Torres throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rosario moves to second. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosario moves to third. Two outs. Rich Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Earl Stevenson. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.